Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. With us is Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union Post Memorial Day. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Let's take a look at a story in the paper today by Matthew Hamilton, taking a look at the first 5 months in office for the Lieutenant Governor, Kathy Hochul.
Yes, as Matt Hamilton puts it, she is state government's most well-traveled elected official. He takes a look at how Lieutenant Governor Hochul, who lives in the Buffalo area, has a typical day where she'll get up at 3:30 in the morning, she'll fly to New York City, make a personal appearance on behalf of the Cuomo administration at, let's say on this particular day at a college, talking about college sexual assault, one issue that she's been promoting Governor Cuomo's plan to rein that in and to have stricter rules. And then she'll cut cross town and represent the governor at another event and get out of New York City and go into Long Island and represent the administration at some political events, always speaking the governor's name, and then hop back on a plane and return to Buffalo. And that's only Monday, as Matt puts it. And these are typical days for anybody who's been the lieutenant governor, but she's a bit unique because she's living in Western New York and has to travel all over the state and represent the administration and be quick on her feet to defend against all the political critics. Just by late April, only a few weeks ago, Kathy Hochul, in her first 4 months in office, and now that's almost 5 months, she went to roughly 80 events, attended 11 roundtables, and 150 meetings on behalf of the governor. And it is a revolving job description, as Matt puts it, and she seems up for it. He talks about how she got introduced into politics when she was at Syracuse University, and she helped in a boycott of the college bookstore because of the prices, and she also led an unsuccessful petition drive to name the Syracuse Dome Stadium after the Heisman Trophy winner Ernie Davis, got her law degree, went back to the Buffalo area after a few years in Washington, D.C., but then had a big break in 2011. She was the county clerk, and she ran in a special congressional election and was elected, but that was short-lived, and she lost after one term, and people thought that might have been the end of her political career, but now she's turned out to be a articulate representation of the governor's positions all over the state. And some lieutenant governors disappear after they leave office. Others have a bright political future ahead, and that's the prediction of a lot of political observers, according to Matt's profile today in the Times Union.
We've been talking with Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. For more, you can head to timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks.
Thank you, David.